Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, Afghanistan has turned into a nightmare for Joe Biden and his feckless, hopeless administration. And it's going to turn into a nightmare for the United States of America as well. This will go down in history as one of the most short-sighted and embarrassing things to ever happen to this country. But it goes far deeper than that. It goes far, far deeper than if we come out with a little bit of a red face, because there are lives that were lost there. $1 trillion in taxpayer money spent there. We're going to give you the statistics. But before we even do that, I want you to understand that you're going to listen to talking heads tell you this is not Joe Biden's fault. Partially, it's true. Joe Biden didn't get us into this. Now, whether or not you agreed with us going into Afghanistan, that's a whole debate for another show, and I'm not going to get into it in this show. What I am going to tell you is when we got into Afghanistan, whether you believe it or you do not, there was a set mission. And the set mission was to get the people responsible for the 9/11 attacks and to make sure that the attacks on our homeland didn't continue to happen through these terrorists. That mission was accomplished long, long, long time ago. And then it became a new mission. Then it became, well, okay, but we're going to secure the country and try to get it to be a democracy, I guess. When unfortunately, a good amount of the people there really didn't necessarily want it to be. Some did. Maybe even most did. There were a decent amount of people who really did not. And we stretched it out and stretched it out and stretched it. Every president said, we're going to get them out of there. Obama added more. It was Donald Trump who said, we have to leave Afghanistan, but we have to do it the right way. And he formulated a plan. Now, you're going to hear talking heads on your television telling you Donald Trump's fault. Donald Trump's the one who brokered the deal with the Taliban, and this is what you get for it. That is a lie. There are two sorts of people you're going to hear that from. One are evil, lying politicians who refuse to take responsibility for their own disasters. The second are unintelligent people who have no ability to think for themselves, and they only turn on the television to find out what CNN tells them they should be thinking. Donald Trump clearly had brokered a deal with the Taliban. It wasn't a deal for them to take control of the country again, which is what they've done now. This was a deal that we will withdraw our troops, and you will come to an agreement with us that certain things are going to take place, that you're going to show a different attitude and conduct yourselves in a different way. We are going to keep a small force there in case you change mind. And should you go back on one thing, we're right back where we started. And you know, the Taliban knew he was serious. Because when Trump took office, he said there's going to be no more ISIS, there's going to be no more whatever. And guess what? He was correct. He doesn't get enough credit for that. So the Taliban, they knew, yeah, this guy Trump, he's, let's take what we can get from him because he will come over here and turn this place into a mud hole. So we're going to have to regroup a little, and we're going to have to rethink ourselves, and a little bit's better than nothing, and maybe we can negotiate something that's okay. Joe Biden didn't do any of that. You're going to sit here and tell me with a straight face that Joe Biden, who has reversed every single policy that Donald Trump put into play, from the Paris Climate Accord to the border policies to every other policy you can possibly think of, energy policies, this one he kept exactly as it was? That's what you want me to believe, that Joe Biden got into office and said, I'm reversing all of Trump's policies. Oh, but I like this one. Please. But even if he did, folks, which he did not, and the proof is in the pudding, we'll get into in depth what Trump's plan was as opposed to what Biden did. But even if he did, this is a man who looked you dead in the eye and said, when asked, if you withdraw like this, is the Taliban just not going to come right back and take over? No, he said, as if you're an ignorant little puppy. And he's your master. No, you fool. My top generals and my all of my experience, they are not going to. It is not inevitable. They are not going to do this. Some people said, well, I mean, who knows? In 90 days, they could. How about 6 days? How about 6 days, Joe? And you were so unprepared for this, you had to send more troops in to rescue people who were in, basically, in our embassies there, huh? In Kabul. Great. If you thought this was going to work, how come you didn't pull on them guys out, huh? How come you had to go back in with forces? I thought you had it all figured out. I thought everything was just going to be fine. Every foreign policy decision you have ever made has been a disaster. This is far more than me getting on the air and ranting about Joe Biden being a bumbling, stumbling idiot or cutting our pipelines and raising our gas prices and causing issues. This man needs to resign. For what happened here, he needs to go. He is a danger to the United States of America, and not just financially anymore. Because at the same time as the Taliban is raiding Kabul and sitting in the president's seat, you have open borders. You have open borders. There's nothing to prevent any terrorist from simply going to Mexico and then coming in here. Oh, we'll catch them. Yeah, I'm sure you will. Just like you said, the Taliban will never be able to take over because your generals had to tell you, oh, the Afghan army, they're ready to go, man. They'll fight for their country. They should all resign because they didn't even know what was going on the ground. And they've been, how long has it been, 20 years? They didn't even know what the hell was going on. In that length of time, to not know what's going on the ground is inexcusable. You have cost the taxpayers $1 trillion, over 2,500 American lives, and that's not counting the people who came home with no legs and no arms and all kinds of other maladies. And these people, these brave people, were sent there with a goal. And then there was no goal. They said, well, the goal was sort of accomplished. Now, what are we here for? We're the police officers. We're basically just, we've taken over this country, and they're under our rule, technically, because half of these people don't even want us here. And the thought process was, well, if you leave, the Taliban's just going to take right back over, and then we're going to have to worry about terrorism on our home front and all that kind of stuff, and we have to keep America safe, so we have to stay there and make sure that doesn't happen. Trump understood this. He said, we withdraw, they're going to come right back. And then we got problems in the United States. So if we do want to withdraw, we have to make sure that the Taliban, there's something in it for them to keep their nose cleaned, and they understand the ramifications of their actions in case they do not. Now, Trump's goal was to pull out a little bit at a time, to leave a certain percentage of people there, to make sure all of the weapons that were there were either withdrawn so the Taliban couldn't just come in and seize them, or that they were well utilized within the Afghan army. Taliban has all of our weaponry now. The Afghan army has next to none. Taliban's just come took it all. There's no more Afghan army. They've got it. Now, you could say, well, what are they going to use it for? There's no resistance. That's not the problem. The problem is they could sell it. Well, who will they sell it to? Sell it to China. Sell it to Russia. That's our weapons. That's our weaponry. That's our technology. I'm sure Russia would love to get their hands on it. China would love to get their hands on it. This is a disaster. It's a disaster for the United States. It's even bigger disaster for most of the Afghan people. You're looking at the Taliban, who is saying, well, we're going to try to be a lot more diplomatic. Really? Really? And what's the consequences? They know Joe Biden's not going to do anything. Donald Trump, they understood very clearly, meant what he said, and there'd be hell to pay. Not to mention that Joe Biden decides, well, guess when we're going to withdraw? We're going to withdraw right when the fighting season's at the peak. If he had waited till winter, much harsher climate, it wouldn't have happened this way. Now, there's a lot of people saying, well, the Afghan army just retreated. They didn't want to fight. Some of that's true. But then where were your generals telling you, no, 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 this army is ill-prepared. They're not going to be able to withstand the Taliban. How come you didn't know that? And what the hell were you doing there for that many years if they still don't know? And the Taliban is so well respected by the Afghan people, and they truly believe they are going to try very hard to be diplomatic, that these people were clinging to the airplanes as the pilots were taking off. Some of the people climbed up onto the wheel and under the wheel of the airplane and onto the side of the airplane, figuring, I'd rather die this way. Don't believe me? Go take a look at some of the videos of Afghan men clinging to the outside of an airplane, hoping against hope to hang on, only to fall when they're thousands of feet in the air. You think they believe the Taliban's going to come in here and be fair? This was not what Donald Trump had in mind, and this would not have happened under Donald Trump. Joe Biden, the bumbling idiot, says, I'll just get everybody out. It's just as easy as just saying, come home. No, dummy. It's not. And then to prove you're a dummy, when even reporters know more than you, you're the president. You're the president of the United States. You half-wit. And even reporters are saying, they're just going to come, Mr. President. They're just going to come right back in and capture the country. They're going to take over. That's inevitable. No, no, it's not. That's not going to happen. I assure you, they have a huge fighting force, and they have this, and they have that. Yeah, it took 6 days. Congratulations, you moron. I want you to look into the eyes of the families who lost their loved ones, sons and daughters. Tell them why, Joe. What did we get? What is it that was accomplished, Joe? What was the mission? You see, if you could have pulled out peacefully, and the Taliban knew their limitations and understood there was a line in the sand, and we had an even partially friendly government in Afghanistan, mission accomplished. And those same sons and daughters are still just as dead, but they died with a purpose to make the United States safer. All of them still did. All of them still died to make the United States safer. But their families would have known at the in the end, we did win. In the end, we the America got what we went there for. No. Coming up on the anniversary of 9/11, the same people are going to be in power. The same people are going to be in power. At a time when you got open borders and your own little weasel, liar, sneak thief who should resign immediately, Mayorkas, who says the borders are closed. We're making tremendous progress at the borders. The American people have to understand now that we've got this totally under control. Is caught on a hidden mic saying, this is a disaster. It's unsustainable. Country will fall if this continues. Oh, so you're lying to the American people. Resign! I'm tired of it now. How much more are you people going to take because I don't like Donald Trump? He's mean. You think this would have happened under Trump? You're delusional. You are delusional. This is not the deal that Trump brokered. I don't care if some fat CNN anchor tells you so. You know what that's called? Covering the ass of their party. You have to be brain dead to think that. Joe Biden reversed every single one of Donald Trump's policies. Why would he keep just this one? He didn't. He's just a bumbling idiot who said, well, we can just leave. Taliban won't dare come in because we have the Afghan army ready to defend their country. Then he has to send 7,000 back, I think, are on the ground now so he can clear the embassy. And by the way, bribed the Taliban. That's what they're not going to tell you on TV. I want to know how much money changed hands that the Taliban says, no Americans is going to be injured. You can get them out of your embassy. Money changed hands. Or perks changed. I'm telling you. And during this crisis, the president says, well, I'll make a comment on it in a few days. Now he says, well, 3:45 today I will, because I guess his own people said, sir, you can't wait a week. You can't wait a week. You're going to have to say something. Aki, you try to call her for comments. Ah, I'll be back in a week. Yeah, nobody wants to take any responsibility. Now Joe Biden's going to get on TV and say, we're only trying to, we fought the war long enough and Trump did it. Yeah, it's always Trump. It's always Trump. That's the only thing you know to blame anybody on. You know what it's like? It's like these Puritans who everything bad is the devil. The devil did it. I didn't sin. The devil made me. But when something good happens, it's God. That's God's doing. So Joe Biden is God and Trump's the devil. That's the way it works. Every bad thing is Donald Trump. Every good thing is Joe Biden. Wake the hell up. This is outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. You want to talk about the affair? Yeah, well, what's the Taliban's laws, huh? Let's talk about what the Taliban is going to institute. These are the people who, if you stole the crust of bread because you were starving, they chopped your hands off, at least one of your hands. Women's got to wear the burqas. They can't go to school. If you're gay, you're pushed off a building with your hands tied behind your back. executions in the street, public floggings. If you're raped, you need about 9 witnesses. Like somebody's really going to rape you in front of 9 people. 11-year-old girls or brides. That's their law. And while they're accepting our perks or our money to not harm any Americans, so Joe Biden really doesn't look like a complete idiot, even though he still does, they're plotting what can we do to them for what they did to us. We are not as safe as we were yesterday, thanks to Joe Biden. Remember during the Obama administration when every day you heard there was another bombing? There was a lone wolf attack. There was this. There was that. It's everybody, they Allahu Akbar, and they open fire. You're going to see that again. How many times you see that under Donald Trump? Oh, it all just mysteriously vanished. I love how we have short-term memory loss. There was a time when this organization and their affiliates sent us a video of a man in a steel cage being doused with gasoline and burned to death, where he didn't even have enough room to lay down and roll, while they all sat around and filmed it. These are the people that are now in control of Afghanistan. Beheading journalists. Same affiliation. And they know there's no consequences. Dang, that's why they struck so fast. Do you honestly think they would have taken everything over in 6 days if they thought, well, wait a minute, this could be a trap? We could be go storming into there and there's all the U.S. troops ready to hand us our lunch. No, they understood. No, this is Joe Biden. This is a different president. We don't have to worry about him. He's nothing. That's how much respect we have now. Taliban was shut up completely when Donald Trump was in office, and they were more than willing to say, well, maybe we'll make some concessions because at this stage, we've got nothing. We've got absolutely nothing. So anything's better than nothing. So maybe we're willing to listen. And they knew he was serious, folks. They know Joe Biden's a joke, so they just went and said, oh, we're taking over the country, and we're going to kill all the Americans in the embassy. Oh, you're going to give us a lot of money? Are you going to give us weaponry? Are you going to give us something else not to? Hold off on that. No Americans, at least right now. You know how we'll get the Americans? We'll get them on their own soil. These were the people who said before the 2020 elections, or just before Donald Trump was elected, they were saying to people, we're going to be beheading people on the White House lawn. 2016 elections. Hey, we're going to be beheading people on the White House lawn. Then Donald Trump won. And they said, oh, hold the phone on that. I guess we'll just go hide out in the desert like rats. Because he whooped our ass good. Oh, Joe Biden's the president now? Take back over the country. What are they going to do to us? It's pathetic. So what kind of long-term effect is this going to have? Well, we also have to understand that they're saying, well, we're going to try to get out all these Afghanistan people who helped us, interpreters and people who basically put themselves and their family in harm's way to help us. They're not going to get them all out. They're not going to. And truthfully, Biden doesn't care. So the message now is don't trust the United States of America, because at any given time, they'll just leave you to die. They're going to talk a big game and tell you you're helping us and we're going to make sure that you get rewarded for it. And then when your family's on the chopping block, they're going to say, good luck to you. You can cling to the wheels of the airplane as we pull away if you want. If those visions do not haunt you, there's something mentally wrong with you. But let's just play what if for a minute. If Donald Trump had said, we're pulling some people out, and as he was pulling people out, which never would have happened because he was going to wait until the fighting season was over. But let's just say, let's play what if. The minute they started to move on Kabul, he would have carpet bombed the area. So that they would have said, well, we're not going into Kabul because he's carpet bombing the area to protect the embassy and stuff. They wouldn't have taken over one city without Donald Trump's permission. They understood very clearly what their line was going to be and what their human rights violations was going to be, all kinds of things. Joe Biden didn't broker that deal. He also did not honor that deal, nor did he further that deal. He simply said, Trump made some deal. I don't know what it is, and I don't care. All we're doing is we're just pulling out. And the Taliban said, oh, look, they're pulling out without us brokering any sort of a deal. I guess that deal's off the table that Trump had, so good. Yeehaw, let's go. That's what happened. And if you think for 1 minute that the Taliban is now suddenly saying, well, we've learned the error of our ways, and we'd like to be a force in actual politics now, so we're going to ease up a little, and we're going to try to be more diplomatic, and we're going to try to – they're not going to do that. They're religious fanatics. They're not going to do it. They're going to run the country their way, the way they want to run it, which is brutality and fanaticism. They're going to lie and say they're not doing it. And they know there's no ramifications because we're not going to go back in now because Joe Biden would really look stupid, right? Joe Biden would rather have every man, woman, and child in Afghanistan executed in the streets than to look stupid because that's the kind of guy he is. I want you to think for a moment how desperate you would have to be, how fearful for not just your life. Scratch that, because you know when you're clinging on to an airplane, you're never, ever going to be able to hang on for the entire trip. You wouldn't be able to breathe. Okay? So you already know you're committing suicide. But you'd rather do it that way than to be killed by the Taliban because they're going to make it slow and painful and hideous. So you say, let me just cling onto this airplane and maybe I'll mercifully fall off after I'm up to 1,000 feet because I can no longer breathe. Do you think those people think the Taliban's going to be fair? Now, I'm telling you right now, every single one of Biden's top generals who said this army is ready, willing, and able to defeat the Taliban should they try to take over Kabul needs to resign. Joe Biden himself should resign. This is no longer about a feeble old man making gas prices double what they should be. This is no longer about a cognitive disordered man stumbling around the White House making us look foolish. This is no longer about a man who is a puppet of socialists who want to bring socialism to this country. This is about life and death in this country. You have made this country unsafe now. You've gone too far. This isn't a game. Take a look at the videos. It looks like Saigon during the goddamn Vietnam War. Bumbling idiot. And everyone responsible, because he is absolutely too gone in the head. I mean, you almost can forgive Joe Biden in some ways, because if Joe Biden wakes up one morning and says, I got an idea and think I'm going to pull out of Afghanistan. Okay, sir, well, what is the plan? Just leave. Well, no, sir, that's a very lousy plan. If you do that, sir, the Taliban is going to just take over the country within a week. Oh, okay. No, nobody told him that. Everybody's like, yeah, oh, great plan. Good idea. We'll just leave. Oh, they're just about ready to attack our embassy and kill everybody in it? What is the first thing they say? Burn all the papers. Burn them. get rid of all kinds of documents and secret documents. Why? I thought they were so peaceful and wonderful and everything was going to be great. Send back in 7,000 people to guard the airports and guard our embassy. By the way, send over bucket loads of cash. Talk to the Taliban leaders, and they said, if you bribe us enough money, we'll make extra sure no Americans get hurt and that your copters won't be fired on and your soldiers will be able to evacuate who you need to evacuate. Now, the Taliban, they're in a no-lose situation because if you're going to send 7,000 soldiers over anyway, here's a newsflash for you. 7,000 American soldiers probably wipe them out. So they were like, okay, well, if they're sending 7,000 soldiers over, we better play by their rules for now. But that's just for now. We have virtually came back around to square one. So the $1 trillion meant nothing. Now, I'm not going to say the lives lost meant nothing because every one of those people who fought to keep America safer. And their brethren on the ground there are safer. So it's not that their lives didn't matter or they died in vain. They didn't. But at the end of the day, we are no better off in Afghanistan than we were at all. So what did the 20 years get us? What did this endless war get us? Trump had a plan, folks. We're going to bring everybody home, but we're going to keep a certain amount of people there. Maybe the Taliban's never really going to know how many's there and how many isn't. We're going to make sure that all of our weapons are either brought back with us or that the ones we do leave are going to be far superior to what they have, and they have absolutely trained people there, led by a small elite force probably of ours, who could wipe them out if they try. And the Taliban takes a look at that and says, well, yeah, I mean, I guess we'd be running into surefire death if we did that, so maybe we might want to sit down at the table and talk with Trump, and maybe we can negotiate something so we have a little power. Currently where they were, if they stuck their head out of the sand, they were afraid somebody was going to take it off. So they were more than willing to negotiate. Were they going to hold to those negotiations? Well, maybe not. But if they didn't, they knew there were going to be harsh ramifications. So maybe they would have. This way, we got nothing. You can already see images of people separating 11, 12-year-old girls for forced marriages, executions in the street. There was a woman on television who chose to stay, saying, this is my country, I'm going to choose to stay, saying, I hear gunfire and stuff, they're killing people. You're not going to see it reported on the news. And I'll tell you why you're not going to see it reported on the news, because it's an embarrassment to Joe Biden. They don't want that. So if they start executing people in the streets, you're not going to hear CNN report that. You're not going to see MSNBC report that. But I want you to understand that if you're expecting mercy from people who will put a man in a cage just barely big enough for him to stand up in and set him on fire, I don't know how much mercy you expect them to show. When they're in charge. This is a dark day in American history. And Joe Biden is to blame, not Donald Trump. Now, there's going to be people who say, well, George Bush got us into this mess. And yes, he did. Yeah, he did. But like I said, whether you believe in it or you don't believe in it, whether you wanted us to go over there or you didn't want us to go over there, there was, in fact, at least a clear mission for the people who did. Find the people responsible. Make sure it never happens again. Disband this terrorist organization as much as you can. It wasn't to be the protectors of the Afghan people until Obama, who said, let's send over more people, and what are we going to gain? Was there a clear plan? Were we saying wipe the whole Taliban out? Were we trying to get some people elected? Or no, we weren't doing anything like that. We were just standing guard. To watch the American flag come down, be lowered in that embassy, and see hundreds not two or three, hundreds of Afghans running after the airplane, some clinging onto it, some trying to get in front of it to stop them. Please don't leave us. It's going to be a sight that haunts me for a long time. And I'm telling you right now that if I never live to take another breath, I will be on this radio show holding his ass responsible for this and telling you this was not Donald Trump's plan. You think Donald Trump is that stupid? He understood what was going to happen. He made some, some calculated decisions and said, how do we stop it from happening? Well, there's a couple of ways. One is that Afghanistan soldiers can fight back. But if they don't, there's going to be ramifications. And we're not going to do it all at once. We're going to wait a little bit. Take a little out, a little more. Make sure that it was the general's problem that they didn't have these troops ready to go. I mean, literally, the Afghan army that we supposedly were there training for, I don't know how long, the wheels of the jeeps and the airplanes had barely left, and they said, we surrender. You didn't know that? You didn't talk to their top people and say, are you ready for this fight? Because it might come. What they thought was, the Taliban may take some small areas, but they're never going to take where the embassy is. We're all here living in this area of Kabul. We'll be fine. They'll be satisfied with their little chunk of land. We'll be satisfied with us. Everything will be fine. That didn't happen. Let me go to the phones. Caller, are you there?
Oh, caller is here, Marcus. Caller is here.
So what's your thoughts on this absolute nightmare that's unfolding?
Marcus, let me tell you why I'm angry, okay? We have been talking about this for I don't know how long. We knew that the minute Joe Biden got in office, he started just canceling everything that Trump did. He didn't care about the pipeline. He didn't care about people being unemployed. He didn't care about peace in the Middle East for the first time in God knows how long. And you're right. It's no longer about being
now expected to believe that Joe Biden said, oh, this policy I'm going to leave alone. I like this policy from Trump. Come on. I mean, God, if you fall for that, you'll fall for anything. This clueless idiot gets on television and says, oh, we're not good. It's not going to happen. Well, you think I don't know what I'm talking about? I talk to my generals. I know my foreign policy. There's no way. It's not happening. Well, you think the Taliban's going to go into Kabul and take it over? That's not happening. 6 days, Joe. And then instead of being a man, you know, I would have had more respect for Joe Biden if he had said, and maybe he will say it today. We'll see. 3:45 today, he'll make a statement that was written for him or is being told to him in his earpiece. And if it says the following, if it says, I made a huge mistake. My generals told me that this army was ready to go. They're all fired. I've asked for their resignations. I was informed by the best people I had on the ground that this would not happen, that they would be more than adequate to take care of any Taliban advances. I was misled. And every president has to be able to rely upon their top generals and their top advisors. These people were wrong. They're gone. Then I'll say, okay, all right, well, that makes some sense. At least he took responsibility. But that's not what's going to happen. Joe Biden's going to get up there today and say, Donald Trump started this. And the thing that I want, space aliens and hair on my legs and that Trump is the one to blame. Trump, don't look at me, Trump. That's what he's going to say. That's what he's going to say. He don't want to take any responsibility. He's not going to throw any of his people under the bus. If he was a man, he would look you dead in the eye and tell the American people, this was a huge mistake. We were fighting an endless war. I agreed with Donald Trump that we needed to pull them out. I didn't necessarily agree with his plan. I asked all my top generals and advisors, and they assured me that this could not happen. They were wrong. It's inexcusable. I've asked for their resignations. That's the only thing that I'm wanting to hear from Joe Biden today. And I will bet you every dime I own we hear none of that. Caller, what's he supposed to say? I mean, at this point in time, what's he going to do except point the finger at Donald Trump?
Of course he's going to point the finger at Donald Trump because he doesn't know shit from applesauce. And that's exactly what their MO is. Blame Trump. Trump is responsible for the Civil War, apparently, and the downfall of the stock market in 1929. Martin Luther King assassination. John F. Kennedy getting a bullet in his head. He's responsible for all of it.
It's just the Democratic playbook is always the same. Something goes wrong, blame Trump. Something goes right, you take full credit for it. Well, you know, the vaccinations weren't happening good because Donald Trump. Well, you know, COVID virus is still rampant because Donald Trump. Well, you know, the unemployment because Donald Trump. The economy because Donald Trump. That's all I hear. Well, that's very funny because for 4 years, none of this was happening. You think the American people are blind? You think they're walking around blind? Maybe this will wake a few of you people up. Take a good damn hard look at those people clinging to an airplane and then keep telling me Joe Biden is much better than Donald Trump. He's an idiot. When are you going to get your ego out of the way and just say we were sold a bill of goods? Get the asshole out. Oh, you can't do that because that means I'm wrong. And in this day and age, I can't be wrong. What would my social media followers say if I was wrong? I have to be right. I know everything. Aren't you Biden supporters? Really, there are no Biden supporters. There's just Trump haters. That's the deal. It's not like Biden has supporters. It's just Trump haters. It's just like, I hate Trump, so whoever opposes him is fine. If it was Michael Avenatti, the wife beater and the criminal, that's fine. Who cares? It's Mario Cuomo, the serial groper. Oh, that's fine. Who cares? If it was Jack the Ripper, if Jack the Ripper ran for president, the Democratic Party, against Donald Trump, the Democratic Party would say, well, you know, he only killed hookers, and hookers are really evil people anyway, so who really cares? He probably lowered the rate of syphilis. That's what it would have been. Because you people are brainwashed. This is real human life we're talking about now. Forget the economy. Forget the gas prices. Forget the politicizing of the media. I want every one of you to watch those people clinging to the plane, knowing they're going to die. And having made a calculated decision, I'd rather die by my own hand this way than what the Taliban's going to do to me. And then you think long and hard about whether you think Joe Biden is fit to be the president of the United States of America. And again, don't you dare tell me this was Trump's plan. Don't you dare. And I got a news flash for you, every single one of you. If Donald Trump had have done this exact same thing, and this was the exact same result, I would be on this radio show right now saying he's a moron. What the hell did he do? But that's not what was going to happen. And every single one of his generals and top advisors who know better than you and know better than me said, now this would have never happened because this wasn't the plan. We weren't evacuating this way. This is totally different than what we had scoped out with them. This was just, the slate was wiped clean, and Biden just said, we'll do it this way. And the Taliban said, oh, okay, well, we don't have to do anything that we promised. They're just leaving without us agreeing to anything. Oh, boy, we're back in business. The band's back together. You wait. There's going to be an attack in this country. It's going to be soon. And if one person is killed, the Biden administration is to blame. Because when you have a policy of letting terrorists back into power and open borders at the same time, this is a recipe for disaster. For abject disaster. I don't know. I mean, at this stage, caller, I don't know what more Joe Biden can do before people just really say that this can't continue.
Yeah, in my opinion, and I think you're going to probably agree with me, as most of the listeners, Marcus, is that Joe Biden can do no wrong, according to the mainstream media, who's up his freaking rump, and he can do no wrong. There's nothing that will happen that's not going to put this country in jeopardy next to what he's already done that's put this country in jeopardy. And you're absolutely right. There's going to be an attack on this soil. There's open borders, and they're ready to strike. They're going to strike when we least expect it, because the people in office don't give a damn about anybody but themselves. You think they care about the American?
Next time you run across the Democrat who says, well, we had to leave. I mean, we can't be their policemen. We can't forever guard them. We can't be their guardian angels. No, we can only be the guardian angels of Mexico and Guatemala, right? Every time one of those people can't get a job, it's like, well, they have to come over the poor people. What do you want these poor people to do? They're poor people. They're not being executed in the streets, you moron. They're not being gang raped. They're not being put in cages and set on fire, you idiots. But those people we got to protect. Those people we have to stick up for. The people in Afghanistan can go F themselves, right? No, we only got to stick up for people who might come to this country and vote Democrat. Yes, I'm angry. I'm damn angry. I don't want to see human beings clinging to airplanes because we abandoned them. But if some 22-year-old guy says, I can't really make a good salary in Mexico, I have to come over to the United States and get a bunch of free stuff. It's, well, that poor man, you have to make allowances for him. We have to be his guardian angel. But the 12-year-old girl is being gang raped by soldiers. We don't have to be her we don't have to be her guardian angel, right? Give me this bullshit. Don't give me the, well, we can't be the world's policeman. Well, we can't be the world's benefactor either, then. Close the damn borders. I apologize for getting super upset, but I am. I am super upset. Because this is no longer, I'm telling you, this is no longer about gas prices and shortages at the supermarket and stupid ass Joe Biden saying dumb things and trying to be a socialist. And it's not about this anymore. Those things you can combat. We have an election coming up. We have a midterm election that can cut Joe Biden off at the knees. There's nothing to help the Afghan people now. And I know the Biden administration said, if you guys harm one hair on the head of an American, hell will rain down upon you. Yeah, they believe that. You know what they said? Oh, well, okay. We don't really need to harm any of these people in the embassy that are Americans, because we're going to send a whole bunch of people across the border to do worse. So let the fools leave. Let them leave. Once they leave, we'll have our way. So just yes them to death. Yeah, okay, no problem. Take your guys and leave. Don't worry about the gang rape that's happening right in front of your capital. Don't worry that we're lining men up against the wall to be shot. Don't worry about any of that. It won't be you. Pathetic. What do you think, what kind of signal do you think this sends to China? Russia? If the Democrats were honest, which they are not, the vast majority of them, if the Democrats were honest, they would say, this is beyond the pale. Joe Biden needs to resign. Kamala Harris is absolutely not capable of running this country either, so I don't know what we're going to do, because the next person up would be Nancy Pelosi, and you might as well put Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies in charge. But this is what happens when Democratic policies come to fruition. This is what happens. And now you see. For all of you people who said, you're so heartless, if you don't want everyone to cross the border, these people don't have jobs. They're just trying to support their families. You're so heartless if you say don't help them. You're the same people who said, I'm glad we pulled out of Afghanistan. It's not our problem they're raping 12-year-olds. What's wrong with that picture? What's the difference between that girl's life and a 12-year-old girl who's got good clothes on, looks fairly healthy to me, and is crossing the border because my family really can't make a good living over there? Which one's worse? Ask yourself which one's worse. That's why I know you're full of crap. You're not trying to get these people across the border because you really care about their health and safety. It's because you think they're going to be your voting bloc for the next 20 years and you'll never lose an election. You're so transparent. Otherwise, you'd be marching in the street right now saying you've left these poor children to suffer horrible abuse at the hands of the Taliban. You can't do that. Where's AOC crying? The children of Afghanistan, what are you doing? Where is she? What do you got to say, huh? You phony baloney piece of crap. Absolutely no sympathy for these people from the Democratic Party. Caller, they don't care.
No, you're right. They don't care. They're never going to care. And you will hear them. You're not going to hear Joe Biden take any kind of responsibility today in his little press conference. So he doesn't care. The Democrats don't care. They care about their $1 trillion infrastructure bill. They care about their $2 trillion bill that's going to be passed because they don't need the Republicans.
$3 trillion.
They could give a crap less about the little girls being raped in Afghanistan by the Taliban. They can give a crap less about China. China and Russia are seething right now. If you don't believe me, watch what happens. Watch what happens. Eventually, they're going to see that the United States is now so weak and can be taken advantage of.
We've just told China you can have Taiwan. You can have it. We're not going to do anything. We don't care. Go ahead, take it. I warned everyone. I said, please don't let your hatred for Donald Trump cause you to do something you're going to regret. I tried to appeal to everyone. I said, if you had a surgeon who you knew could pull your loved one through, but he was a man who you thought was a horrible, immoral man, and you had someone who said, he's a horrible, immoral man, but he was a bumbling idiot who really didn't know what he was doing, which one do you want to operate on, the person that you love? I'm going to take the person who I know can pull my loved one through. I don't care if I like him. I don't care if he's mean. I don't care if he has vices. I care about pulling the person I love through. Well, I love this country, and I want it to pull through. And it's not going to with Joe Biden. He's destroying it. It's 7 months. Look around you, you idiot. What are you looking at? You're all ostriches with your head in the sand saying, I don't see anything wrong. It's all right in front of you. But your ego won't let you say, I was wrong. That's all I want. I want one Democrat to say, I voted for Joe Biden because I was brainwashed into thinking Trump was a horrible, evil man. I was wrong. I voted for a Trojan horse. I was sold a bill of goods, and I'm sorry. That's all. But you won't. Because, you see, the Democrats and their followers are so egotistical. If this was Donald Trump and this had happened in Afghanistan, CNN would be on 24, Donald Trump is a absolute nightmare watch. Now they're going to say, well, you know, this is Trump's fault anyway. Anything, just anything to save Joe Biden. At what point don't you see that, folks? At what point can't you just open your eyes and say, well, that's mighty funny that Joe Biden can never do anything wrong ever. It's going to be 3 years into his presidency, and he's still going to say, well, I shit my pants, and that's Donald Trump's fault. He hired the damn cook, and I should have fired him. Made me some kind of crap, and I ended up crapping my pants, and you can blame that on Donald Trump. Everything is Trump's fault. Because they know that's the key word. All you have to say when things look bad and your party is in ruin and the Republicans are saying, see what your party did? All they have to do is say, excuse me, Trump. Oh, everything's better now. It's Donald Trump's fault. Yeah, yeah, that's it. We feel better now. Unbelievable. If you have one shred of human dignity, I want you to watch that video of people fleeing in panic, clinging to an airplane, and you tell me that Joe Biden is fit to serve this country. I'm going to listen to what he has to say today. And if it's not what I said, if he's not taking heads, if he's not saying, I demand my top generals resign, if he won't, I'm calling for his resignation too, because he's a disaster for this country.
Marcus Game, as I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.